Hello, and welcome back to Moahi, a Dream S&P podcast. This is episode 69, and today we'll be discussing our predictions for the end of season 1.
Quick disclaimer, just so you all know, this episode of Moahi was recorded the day before Tommy and Tibble's final lore, so everything in this will be referring only to the 3 previous streams, and we'll be theorizing about the finale stream that at this time had not yet happened. Thanks!
Hi, we're back!
Hello! That was some lore that happened.
So just for context, if you're like new, we always record, we usually record
On Saturdays, so
the 3rd Tommy lore stream just happened like a few hours ago.
Yep. So,
at time of recording.
A lot happened, guys. A lot happened. Just like inventory check, has everybody seen both of the lore streams of Tommy's that's been done?
I didn't see the very first one.
That's 3 actually.
But I know what happened, and then I saw the 2 after that one. So I've seen the one that happened today and the one that happened yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see the first one either.
It was just, they were planning, and it was more of like, they were getting kind of cocky.
Like they always do. Typical Tommy unit behavior. But yeah.
Alright, so I figured we should just do like a bit of a recap.
Yay!
So the first stream was on Thursday, and it was basically just Tommy saying, "Let's kill Dream."
Again.
2.0.
I can't really think of much else to say aside from that.
I did not watch that stream, but I think they like probably talked a lot, Tommy.
Yeah,
and
and
they were preparing a whole night for it.
From what I understand, there was like,
And people were pointing out like parallels between Tommy and Dream's characters just staying in their bases from.
Yeah, and then also Tommy talked about how he's like addicted to like drinking invisible
potions.
And that like they have like kind of.
Also the fact that he stalked Dream.
Yeah.
And,
like,
oh yeah.
Watched the prison.
Yeah, so there were some interesting bits in that stream, and there was also some like memorable quotes and stuff too that I saw people make art from and stuff. So it was pretty cool.
It didn't. Apparently, there was like in the second stream, I was watching Tubbo's perspective, so Tubbo went down to underneath Tommy's base, and apparently there was like an underground bunker that Tommy built, full of potions.
It was pretty, it's implied that he basically has, like, a drug addiction, so, and that he, like,
it's so bad.
Just has, like, a freaking, like, not really, I wouldn't call it, like, a potion empire, because he's not, like, selling them, he's just making them for himself, so.
It's the drug empire all over again.
Except, like, he's the sole
customer.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, it's more of a stash
he's
report.
Like prepping, yeah.
Doomsday preppers. Considering!
I mean, he actually has been to an event called Doomsday.
Considering! Yeah. Sorry to everyone who wanted a detailed recap of the first stream. We don't remember anything, we didn't watch it.
I'm gonna watch it before the next one. Just so I can see if there's any like clues or like parallels and stuff. Cause like I mean they tend to like give a lot of clues and like stuff like that. So I don't know. We'll see.
Second stream. onto the second stream. Okay. So the shortest summary ever would be. Tommy and Tubbo get together to kill Dream. They sneak into the prison through the entrance Tommy saw Dream using. They find Dream in one of the side cells. They ambush him. Long drawn out fight occurs. They kill him. And then they go brag about it to everyone else who is online, which also happened to include Puns, who leads them down to a secret underground bunker. and then revive Stream right in front of him, and they get chased up the tower.
So I can do you a, I can do you a shorter summary. Tommy makes bad decisions.
Yeah, it wasn't nice. Really like a good move. I like how they were all like
to quote
Tommy, like that's all yeah. Went
literally from the stream to quote Dream. I was doing nothing, and you. I was leaving you guys alone, and you decided. You decided to sneak into my house and kill me.
I mean,
in my own home.
They did succeed in killing me.
And I saw some point out that through the fight, he's actually like constantly trying to get away from them, like interpolling away from them.
Yeah.
And they just keep following him.
Yeah. It didn't. It seemed like he wasn't intent on killing them. He was just trying to get out.
There's death, yeah.
And like, even when he had them in the main cell, he was like sending TNT up on the obsidian, despite the fact that that's completely ineffectual. Like, he was trying to scare them more than actually like kill
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Taunting them. TNT explosions that do nothing.
I love how like Tommy and Tobuka like, mentioned that like Dream was like sluggish and like I was like yeah
slow.
I was like, I mean, you literally probably like came up in there. It's not like he's like was preparing for a fucking fight. Like, I mean, he's obviously prepared to do a ton of shit, but like, it wasn't like he was yeah. It wasn't like he was preparing for like a fucking duel, like specifically.
In his home, in the middle of his
life. It's good. Okay, it's good he had all that shit though.
The middle of the night. Yeah. Implies that he was like, he literally got woken up by them.
God.
If he was asleep.
Like, damn.
So that's just, I just find that really funny.
I feel like at some point he like knew he could be revived. They kind of just like, I don't know. Like, it's a good way to get out of the prison, I guess, like, and away from them. You just like die and then have like, you know, some guy bring you back. It's like, that works out, you know?
Yeah, okay, revive rules.
Honestly, it's just like, it's the most, like, I guess, karmic thing. It was like, them, like, deliberately going after him. And then they're like, oh, we killed him, everything's great. And then it was just like, nope, he's back. Now he's actually after you.
And yeah. He killed him. Like,
yeah.
This is all your fault.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's weird, because, like, I've seen people in chat be like, oh no, leave Tommy and Tubbo alone. Like,
they're
the ones going after him.
He left them alone for
I am kind of curious,
also,
like,
this, like,
what the fuck.
This entire, like, storyline is really highlighting, like, Tommy's entire, like,
obsession
thing with Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Specifically, like, he's got, like, a sort of warp mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Where he'll be like, oh, we've been under his tyranny for years, and it's like, he spent like a half of that in prison, and half of that doing nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time Tommy even saw Dream? Like, over a year ago, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, like, last time they saw
or at least near that
was during the freaking prison escape.
Yeah, like, it's highlighted more in the third stream, but Tommy very much has this mindset of Dream existing
is a problem,
yes, is actively causing him harm, even when Dream isn't doing anything, even when nothing bad has even happened to him.
Yep.
He's still just stuck in this mindset.
Yep.
It's like, I'm trying to think of a good comparison. Okay, so best I can come up with is those people who get weird about, like, 5G.
Get weird about what?
Like, 5G, like, Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Signal and stuff. And I, like, it, like, messes with people's brains when actually, like,
it does nothing. It's psychological.
Right? Like, yeah. Apparently there's like some example of like people who were complaining, and then it was pointed out to them that like the company that was sending up 5G in their area like hadn't even turned the stuff on yet. But that's sort of what it reminds me of people having such a strong belief that something is causing them harm that they actually like feel as if they are being harmed, even in, when there is no actual harm being done to them.
Sorry, I'm sipping my tea. He's got like
So character Tommy is like a 5G conspiracy theorist, but that's my take.
He's got that. He got that. That rumination, you know. He's got that fucking. He can't stop thinking about it. He's got the red string board, and for some reason, even though there's all this evidence that other things are contributing to problems, it all keeps going back to like Dream, and he's just like he's just got him in the center. And like the egg is like he's got shit connected to him that makes no fucking sense.
It's like ancient aliens. It's like everything is aliens.
He woke up that morning. He stubbed his toe and was like, "It's Dream."
It's like, Dream's 100%. Henry died. It's Dream's fault.
I'm pretty sure he actually said that at one point.
Yes.
When they were trying to when they accidentally kill Henry or. Wow.
It was Dream's fault. If Dream hadn't revived Henry and put him in the bunker, then Henry wouldn't have died when I was trying to get him home.
Of course.
Before it became such an integral part of Tommy's character, like even before that, Tommy, the content creator, would use the whole "it's Dream's fault" as a bit when shit happened that was bad, and Dream isn't even on the server at the time. Like, I think.
Yeah, I find it really interesting that there's a bunch of things about characters, Tommy's character, that like originate from just bits. Stuff content creator Tommy did early on.
Yeah.
Like I said, the whole thing with Dream, but also like a lot of character Tommy's personality is sort of based on content creators Tommy's like streaming persona.
Mm-hmm.
But is in a different context.
Oh yeah.
Like a streaming persona is very much like annoying to be annoying.
Yep.
While when you look at like character Tommy, you've got like more context, more detail for that. Like he will speak over people because he doesn't want to hear what they're saying because it will make him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's this really interesting thing where because the character grew out of the streaming persona, it's got a bunch of traits that are sort of hang-ons from that period.
Everything is Dream's fault. Abel Sisters music. Which, okay, I'm gonna be real here. I'm just gonna headcanon that Tommy has a speaker that plays Abel Sisters so that he can play Abel Sister every time he sees someone, and it just like do 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 do, and that's why it always blares whenever he shows up in a Discord call of someone.
It'd be funny as fuck though.
In my head, it's not like I guess even like a speaker. It's like one of those like a Walkman.
Yeah.
Where he's got like tapes and stuff that he puts in to play music.
Yeah.
A Walkman's actually just really cool.
That's the image I have in my mind when I think about that.
Tubbo has a copy as well, that's why Bowser music was playing.
Yeah, like, he gave it to Tubbo and was like, here's my Nintendo mixtape.
It's a nice ending.
Now play this music when bad things are happening. We can set the mood. Yeah, but yeah. So, to actually... Yeah, basically, second stream, Tommy fucks up and makes bad decisions and drags Tubbo into his bad decision-making and risks both of their lives for nothing. Literally nothing.
So the usual.
As usual. So, third stream cuts to them, all of them in the prison, and...
I didn't actually watch this part. I missed the start, the very start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Unfortunately, part of the audio, like, I think 30 seconds of Tommy's audio and 10 seconds of Tubbo's audio for the actual lore part got muted.
Nice.
Because I'm guessing they were just playing copyrighted music for their countdown timer.
Nice.
Okay.
Twitch, very
yeah,
cool.
No.
Fuck.
Wouldn't be such a problem if it actually cut off at the right time, but it never cuts off at the right time. It always cuts off like a few seconds before and after the music, quote, the supposed copyrighted music is being played, which is incredibly annoying and very frustrating, because now there's like no copy of the VOD anywhere that actually has the full audio anymore because it got muted on Twitch, and I'm gonna stop ranting. Okay, no. So, I could not hear what they were saying, but I think Tubbo and Tommy were freaking out about Dream and Puns and being captured and being in the prison, and somewhere after all of that, Dream son goes, okay, all right, and then asks them, then take off all your armor. And then asks them just to like do the whole, put your things in the whole thing, like give me all your stuff, shtick. And essentially forces Tommy and Tubbo to first give them all their armor, then their items, and then when Tommy's being belligerent, demands this stuff out of their ender chest. And so once Dream is convinced that Tommy and Tubbo are completely empty of any and all items, he takes them to, an area in the, I don't know where in the prison it is, but he gets them to sort of drop down onto like a platform above a lava pit. And, that's where we get a whole bunch of lore, a whole bunch of things from Dream and Puns, and this whole argument, this really dumb argument between them and Tommy. And I call this dumb because you have Tommy switching, like, arguments left, right, and center, and, Dream trying to explain things, getting frustrated, and sort of, like, maybe spilling more than he intended. I don't know. Puns reiterating, you guys are simple-minded 7 million different times. And Tubbo going like, wow, we're fucked. Watching this all happen. Eventually Dream and Puns decide they're gonna go out for grilled cheese sandwiches. And they're going to give Tubbo and Tommy a choice. Someone can jump onto a pressure plate that's underneath the platform that's in lava and sacrifice themselves to save the other. And instead of doing either of that, Tommy makes the quote-unquote difficult decision to sacrifice the discs that he had decided to hold on to use...
And also because they gave them food.
They gave them food, and Tommy threw the food threw in the lava.
And Tommy threw it away, so they had to use the discs.
Yeah. Yeah, so because they had no food left, because Tommy was an idiot, Tommy had to use his discs instead. And it was a quote-unquote great sacrifice for him. And he missed. and then the blooper reel happens, because he misses a bunch of times. Which is, I love blooper reels in serious lore streams for the best. But yeah. Eventually he manages to get the pressure plate, and they escape through a jump cut. Another blooper reel jump cut. And then they head. Tommy starts freaking out over how Dream's gonna kill everyone on the server. No, but more importantly, I lost my discs. I gave up my discs. They're gone. And Tubbo takes Tommy to Snowchester because he's like, I've just a little side hobby making nukes, but I have
Project Early Dawn. He's like, I got.
I was in a Dreamcatcher.
They changed the name. Yeah, okay. It's Early Dawn, but no, that was a big ass nuke. I was like, that's a whole like fucking warhead, Jesus! Yeah. Like we went from the little sticks to a fucking rocket
to the doomsday device.
Like, holy fuck!
Yep.
Highly unstable. Apparently takes 21 hours to launch, which is quite a fucking countdown.
I mean, I imagine it's less like launch and more like it has to be like filled with fuel or whatever. Because that's like realistic.
Compared to like
real life
rockets. 21 hours is actually pretty reasonable.
But yeah.
So.
Their solution to Dream now actually kind of going after them, and Dream saying that he's gonna kill everyone on the server, is to nuke Dream and Puns at the same time with a warhead that devastated 10 times this, that was like twice as devastating as what happened to Lemanberg. So that's a thing.
Yeah, I was like, interesting. They're gonna kill fucking everybody.
I mean,
well, I think the wildest part is if what we saw in the egg stream is what's going to happen to the Dream SMP world, then all of this is kind of like, I wouldn't say it's like funny, but it almost kind of is, because like we know the outcome is not good no matter what. So it's like,
oh yeah.
It's like, huh. You know? It's like, I mean, I know that, like, Puns and Dream had that, like, he's like, goes in that whole speech about how, like, you know, they were just gonna kill everyone anyway, because, like, you know, everything got fucked up, and then everything's out of balance. But I'm almost, like, convinced that, like, I don't know, at this point, I'm like, okay, so instead of, like, so Tommy and Tubbo are just gonna blow up the world anyway? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, so, so there's this theory that people have, I was thinking about it, like, as we were watching the stream. So I'm just gonna call it the staged escape theory, because it is kind of like a continuation of the stage finale theory. So basically, the theory goes that, and there's a lot of evidence for it. Dream and Puns wanted Tommy and Tubbo to escape.
Yeah, I mean, like, giving them food, I was like...
Which is obvious.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Specifically giving the food, but also the fact the pressure plate is warped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I think if it's... I can't remember which one, but I think it was, like, Meshel, or is it Stone?
Both of them. They can't be used with...
It's
items.
Basically some pressure plates in Minecraft can be activated by having an item drop on them, but some of them need an entity to be on them.
Yeah.
And wooden ones are ones that only need an item dropped on them.
Yep.
Also the fact that they specifically gave them food, and only the fact that Dream threw the food out, that Tommy threw the food away, that meant he had to use the discs.
Oh yeah.
So they essentially made sure they were in a place they could get out of by using an item, and then made sure they had items.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very like, I was like, huh, okay.
Additional piece of evidence that's like a more subtle one is that in the cell the Dream was staying in, there were like maps and stuff, and one of those maps is one of Snowchester, so we know he's probably...
See, that's the thing, I was like, he...
Mm-hmm. So it's entirely possible he discovered...
Yeah, I was like, there's no way, like, come on, like... Like... that's the thing I'm thinking is, like, did they just, like, basically set them up to do this?
Yeah. Also the fact that they're like, we need to kill everyone on the server.
Like, whoa, hold on.
And, like, and Nuke is a pretty good thing to do that. That seems like an easier way to kill everyone than, like, doing it, like, one by one personally.
Definitely be a...
So the theory goes that they set it up so that Tommy and Tubbo could escape. They probably, like, they didn't mean to do this right now, but their plans were, like, sped up by the fact that Tommy and Tubbo decided to attack them.
Yep.
They probably initially planned to do it at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. And this just set off their plan early. They knew that there was the nuke. Tubbo had the nuke. And they knew if they put them in a situation where it seemed like, oh, all is lost, we need to do something, we need to kill them, because we need to kill them both at the same time, because let's revive each other. Mm-hmm. So they put them in a situation where Tubbo would go freezing the nuke, except I don't know if they factored in Tubbo going for the nuke or it being Tommy, but either way, whether Tubbo was in up for it or not, mm-hmm. they knew Tommy, who, like, has a history of both bad decisions, especially when it relates to Dream, would probably go for using the nuke.
Yep.
So all they have to do now is wait for Tommy to come after them to lure them into the trap, and then essentially take control of the situation to get him and everyone else where they want them to be. Nuke hits them, almost everyone dies, all they have to do is get rid of any stragglers.
Yep.
And
this
and
is...
they mentioned the possibility of being able to revive themselves from Limbo. Which means even if they're hit,
they'll be fine.
Also important thing. So we know that they did experimentation with the revival book before before the disc finale, right?
Yep.
For the disc confrontation.
Yep.
But we also know, and we know that they like killed each other and found that went to their limbos and brought each other back. And that was presumably happened during that experimentation period. Otherwise they wouldn't be so confident about doing the plan to split themselves up.
Yeah.
And Dream loses 2 lives at the disc confrontation. Which implies that it might not be the default way, but there is some way of further revive book to give people back extra lives rather than just the one.
Maybe, but
so
didn't...
maybe it's something like what happened with like when Dream tried to use the revival book on Technoblade, except Technoblade has 1 life by default.
Oh, he was trying to give Technoblade extra lives.
Yeah, maybe that's a theory. Someone else suggested. I think it's a pretty good one. That like if you try to revive someone who's alive, you basically just give them an extra life, but it can only go up to the maximum number of lives, which for most people is 3, and for Tekken, because it was only 1, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And it also gives him another reason to be doing to do that in the first place, because Techno is his ally, and giving him an extra life is something that's going to benefit him.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible that they set off the nuke, and it looks like Puns and Dream have died. And they just respawn, because they've got more than 1 life. And then obviously that gives them the room to go and kill any stragglers who didn't get caught in the nuke. I also saw someone suggest that they might be going for the egg.
Which honestly,
we get rid of the egg by just completely incinerating it.
Nuking the egg.
Because Dream has shown to be against the egg, and Puns has been under its control before, so presumably he doesn't have a very good opinion on it either. Although
yep.
I'm not sure of the current status of like, if
yeah. What
be
when's the
enough,
timeline of this?
I feel
like does this happen
be
before or
idea.
After the egg finale?
I don't know.
Right?
Like,
I mean,
it like,
depends.
Because like, what if it happens to be?
We
a
don't
child,
know what
like,
happens to Bad
like,
during the egg finale. Presumably, he's killed. But when he shows
the fact
up,
that the egg is apparently hatched. I'm not sure of the timeline of that actually, because these streams might be happening in between the stuff with Puffy's birthday and the egg finale. I don't think that's ever been confirmed.
Yeah, so
for the
like,
moment, I'm just going to assume that they're happening after and the egg just hasn't done stuff yet.
Yeah, but if it was happening after and the egg hasn't done stuff yet, what's up with Bad's attitude? Right? Because we see Bad when Tommy and Tubbo go to brag to him that they killed Dream, and he seems for the most part, like, not freaking out about the egg hatching, so...
I mean, that could be, like, the egg itself. Like, controlling him to act normal while it's still, like, growing in strength after hatching or something.
Maybe,
wait, I think
but...
it's... No, because, like, Sam...
And the same thing with
yeah,
Sam!
Yeah, because Sam is...
Because they saw Sam.
Yeah, and...
Oh, yeah.
So it definitely
Sam...
has to be
so I think
before...
Sam probably... For now,
before.
I think Sam probably acts as proof that this is between
yeah,
the two egg streams.
Yeah. Well, like, so anytime they tried blowing up the egg with TNT before, it just, like, doesn't work.
It grew stronger.
Yeah, and so I'm, like, wondering, I'm, like, if the same thing functions with, like, a nuke, it's just gonna, like, piss it off so much. Like, because it's a defense mechanism.
Assuming
so, like,
it's
wait,
even
there's still
there.
Questions, because if a nuke was set off in the main area, would that not be mentioned in the egg lore?
It's...
Here's a question.
It's...
Because we don't know yet. Do they if they succeed? We don't know if they succeed.
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, people listening here will
yeah.
know if they succeed. But...
Yeah.
I think, so, I don't know when this is taking place, but I do know at least the Sam Boomer lore is after whatever is happening now. So I know that for a fact.
Yeah, but that's also like an alternate timeline or something?
Potentially an alternate timeline. If other people's lores end.
So that's kind of funky time ways then as also.
Yeah, honestly, like...
Time on the Dream SMP just makes no sense.
Time and space on the Dream SMP is a whole thing. So, honestly...
Considering they're...
It's entirely possible that the two storylines are actually happening simultaneously. Yeah. And like the egg finale is going to be... like, in story taking place at the exact same time as the new plotline.
Okay, not gonna lie, it would be so funny if after the huge monologue the egg had about spending countless centuries biding its time until it finally got to hatch, and then the nuke just drops on them, like, right afterwards.
Could you imagine if, like, Velvet, like, survives or whatever? Like, I don't know what name Velvet's gonna go by in, like, the lore or whatever, but, like, we know it was, like, him talking, but, like, he just goes on some, like, he starts fucking losing it. Like, he somehow manages to, like, he's just, like, a fucking nuke. Really? A fucking nuke? Like, oh.
Bruh. No, that flash of light at the end, the fade to black, that wasn't the AK.
That was the nuke!
That was a nuke.
The fuck up. Oh my god. It's like mid, like they're showing like the monologue and then just like, there's just like that like...
Actually wait, here's just like, it's a bit of a crack theory, but what if all Tommy's like weird obsession with Scream is actually just a result like, of the egg? Because we know the egg has this whole thing about trying to encourage conflict. What if the egg has been socially manipulating Tommy the entire time to just cause conflict and cause people to fight each other so that canon lives are lost and it can grow stronger and there are less people interfering with it? Like, Dream is probably a big threat to the egg, so it goes, okay, let's get this guy to be obsessed with going after Dream and killing him. That way he'll be too busy dealing with this guy and it won't bother me at all, and it worked.
It would also be funny.
It'd be
funny
if
the egg just had to do nothing. Like, it just knew this guy, like, had issues. It was just like...
That's why Tommy's immune to the egg.
Like, it was just like, the egg barely has to do anything. It just basically everybody around Tommy, it's like, alright, okay, whatever. But then it's like, this guy in particular, like, I don't even have to touch him. Like, he is just, like, his mind is just so... He's just out there. Like... He's got illuminations for days. But that is, like, interesting. Like, I don't think we'll know really, like, what the egg's effects have, like, been. Or will...
Until season
Yeah,
two.
Or, like, what it's going to do until, like, it really, like, arrives and, like, starts, you know. Because, like, we know that it's done some shit. Like...
Yeah, right now, I think I'm definitely leaning towards both of those things happening at, like, roughly the same time. Because... Yeah, that's what makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, nobody involved in either war... Like, nobody involved in the, like, the nuke war was involved in the finale war.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for Bad.
I mean, like, no one, like, he was definitely going to be involved in tomorrow's stream.
Oh, well, I don't know
which
who's
is
definitely involved or not, so
Tommy Tubbo.
Ah.
And possibly Rambo, I guess? But that's unlikely.
I think Rambo's just had a lot of scheduling problems, so I don't think...
Yeah, I've seen people, like, saying that he might either, like, not come back to the Dream SMP for Season 2 or create a completely new character. Also, one thing I've noticed in a lot of these streams, you have, like, Tubbo saying, like, stuff like, that tomorrow's stream is gonna be, like, his last ever Dream SMP stream, but then he's also talking about, like, Season 2 stuff he's excited for. So, my theory about it is that Season 2 isn't gonna be called Dream SMP, they're gonna have, like, a different name for it. And that's why we keep having people saying, like, last Dream SMP stream, last Dream SMP lore. And then saying, I'm so excited to do lore in Season 2 because it's not gonna be called Dream SMP anymore.
I think, well, Tommy's tweeted about last Dream SMP lore, and then he tweets again underneath it saying in Season 1.
Yeah, but I think that's just some, like, clarifying that for everyone else. But I think the reason they keep like starting with that is because in their heads they're already thinking of season two as with a different name. But because they haven't announced that to everyone, they keep having to clarify that they're talking about season one.
Season two is called Dream XD SMP.
No, it's the Drones SMP.
It's called Tommy SMP because he's the main drone.
Oh my god. Ew.
Okay, no, can we talk about Tommy and Dream's like weird ass back and forth? Because on one hand you have Dream blowing up and saying like okay, to be honest, he sounds very exasperated by everything Tommy is saying, and also very annoyed. But on one hand, you have Dream monologuing at Tommy about what their quote-unquote plan is, and that they're gonna kill everybody on the server. And then on the other hand, you have Tommy going like, you have too much power. You have to take responsibility. You can't just kill people. Everyone needs to die eventually. Pick a side and stick with it.
Yeah, so there's like this weird thing where like he literally switched his opinions depending on what character Dream was talking about.
Literally, he's not.
Like when Dream was like, "We're gonna revive people. We're gonna be immortal." He was like, "No, people have to die." And then when Dream was like, "Actually, we're gonna kill everyone," he was like, "No, you can't kill people."
Yeah, no, it's literally he doesn't have any convictions of himself. He's just being contrary to whatever Dream is saying.
Yeah, like, his opinions are opposite of Dream's, no matter what Dream's opinions are. If Dream said, we should
make a country. Solve
world hunger, he'd be like, people deserve to starve. If Dream was like, I'm going to start a country, I'm going to be president, he'd be like, Dream's being evil, he's trying to start a country and be a president.
Literally. Literally, it was so frustrating hearing him say that. And I think, dude, it was so satisfying hearing Dream actually snap back at him. Like, oh my god. He must have wanted to get that off his chest for a while. Like, Tommy was talking about, you could have just left me alone, you ruined my life. And then Dream just yelling back, like, you did the same to me! Like, how long has he held that in there?
Yes, I think this is like Dream like partially dropping his like whole villain thing, but like villain mask, but not entirely, because he's still like he seems like he's kind of like fed up with that. He's like because we're like
that was so funny.
Guys, whatever.
You know, like he's trying to do it, but he's not really
or evil or whatever.
Like, into it as much as he was in the past, but that doesn't matter because Tommy still falls for it.
Oh yeah, like I just love that entire interaction because I do feel that was probably the most honest Dream has been with Tommy in like ages, and he was still hiding shit. But like there was none of that cajoling voice, that sort of like oh Tommy or whatever. It was all just like ah. That's so sweet. Maybe we should give him some space. Hey, puns, want to get some grilled cheese with us later? It was so very casual.
Yeah, like, it's like, we're evil, so bad, who cares?
Yeah. He's so done with everything. But also, like, just...
Yeah, so what he said, he's like barely keeping up the villain mask at this point, but like...
Token effort.
Tommy's still taking it at face value.
Dude, it's like... He's not even doing the villain voice he does with Tommy. He's just talking to him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is very much him, like, partially dropping that act, but not completely, because he's just kind of fed up at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing, Tubbo.
Tubbo!
I want him to snap.
I do, too.
And, like, that's not just, like, for personal reasons, that's for, like, writing, like, narrative reasons. Because, like, story-wise, if this is, like, the finale of these two characters and their stories, at least for this, like, season, you need to have something change. And you can't just be a repeat of what happened after the disc confrontation.
But
and I think the best way to do that, and the way that I feel like they've kind of been building up in these last few streams...
Yeah. Well,
is to just have Tubbo snap on Tubbo and say, on Tommy and just go like, no.
But the thing is, though, on the Dream
there's
SMB...
There's a few ways I could do it. Like, have something really, really bad happen to Tommy because he doesn't listen to Tubbo would achieve a kind of a similar thing. I would accept that as well. But I feel like that's a necessary thing that happens to happen for, at least from my perspective, to have Tommy and Tubbo's character arcs wrap up in, like, a satisfactory manner.
But the thing is about the Dream SMB, the one thing tying all the plot lines together is that no one learns anything. Particularly Tommy.
It's... Okay, it doesn't need to stick. It doesn't need to stick. I just want to see Tubbo tell Tommy to shut up.
I do want to see that to happen, honestly. There's a few
situations that we talked to specifically with the new thing. So the first one is basically Tubbo figures out that Dream and Puns want them to use the nuke and tries to tell Tommy, nope, we shouldn't do this. And Tommy doesn't listen. And either Tubbo snaps then or Tommy realizes that he should have listened to Tubbo. From the start. Then there's also Tubbo's the one who's going to be actually at the nuke and like setting it off and stuff. Him just going, no, you know what? I'm not doing this.
I think it'd be mad fucked up if the.
And then like Tommy come back and like, why didn't it go off? And he's like, I didn't do it.
Why didn't it go off?
I'm not going to like literally kill my best friend just because. He wants to murder one specific guy.
For like,
that would
there's
be
better
so
ways to
awkward,
do this.
Though.
Can we not just go to
like,
them?
Because if the whole thing is like Tommy luring Puns and Dream to a location, if the nuke never goes off, like
they're just standing there in silence.
Just wait. Just like try to get them to stay, and they're just like, "What the fuck is like going on?" Like,
no, that would be pretty funny, actually. Like, I can see them doing that partially just because of how funny it would be. Like, I can see the content creators going, if we did that, wouldn't it just be so funny? Like, we built up, like, this whole, like, dramatic thing and just, like,
the
end it like that. That would be great.
Like, what the fuck?
Or something like maybe Tubbo tricking Tommy into getting into the rocket and going, nope, we're going to the moon.
The moon bird.
Like him going like, oh, do you want to check out the nuke before you go off to like die? Here, let me show you inside. Psych. We're left and off.
Honestly.
Just send him to the moon.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna say this really quickly because it's just been on my head for a little bit, but when my favorite part about when Tommy and Dream were arguing and when Tommy is like saying, you need to take responsibility, and then Dream goes like, yeah, so we kind of fucked up and now the balance of life and death is all out of whack, so I'm gonna take responsibility by killing enough people to bring the life and death balance back to normal.
I was like, interesting, okay.
Which is like horrible way to go about a dream, but also him actually taking responsibility, and of course Tommy immediately protests against it.
I'm a reminder that they do have like revival, so if they go to the whole reset thing, they might be able to bring people back without incurring that whatever cost that is, or at least keeping it minimal.
Yeah.
So I feel like from all this talk about like restart and reset, their idea is basically kill everyone, restart everything, then bring people back.
Yeah. Like, I have a feeling that what they're doing isn't permanent, because I don't think... I feel like Dream's interest in the whole figuring out how this world works thing is, like, is something he wants to know about, but also, I don't know if plot lines or stuff change, but we know like in the timeline the conversation Dream and Puns have about why they're doing everything, and the whole like make the server come back together again, make the server big family again, and like things go back to how it was before. I do think that's also, because in that conversation canonically happened sometime after they would have probably done all the experimentations and stuff with the revive book.
Also, one thing I'm interested in, like, is the mention of, like, the mind control stuff. Like, that might have just been a cover for whatever Rambu's been doing.
I feel like that's a cover-up.
But what if they can use that to, like, give people amnesia? Maybe that's part of why, like, they wanted Rambu, like, working with them in the first place. Is because of his memory loss, to find a way to induce that in other people, so he can basically just make everyone forget, like, everything that happened in season one and just start over.
Maybe, but I feel like the way Dream said it's like, we dabbled in mind control for a bit. Of course, it was all related to the Revive book. Feels like a cover-up, not gonna lie. Because, like, how does mind control relate to a book that brings people back to life?
I mean, it's possible, like, we mentioned the things with, like, extra lives earlier, that you can sort of set conditions on people when you bring them back. Like, the fact that Puns was able to revive Dream at his location instead of where he died, maybe that's one of the conditions you can affect, like, where someone comes back.
Yeah, but that doesn't, and you going might also from that to then... mind control seems like a really big leap in logic.
Yeah, but that's why I'm leaning more towards, like, affecting people's memories.
Mm.
Like, because we know, like, from Ghostbird that death and memory loss are somehow connected in Dream SMP, so it's not that far of a stretch to say that one of the conditions, aside from location, that you can use when you bring someone back is affecting their memory.
But, here's me ranting about consistency between how the Revive book works. Aside from general inconsistency, Dream does bring up the whole, well, why did, when you die, your ghost didn't show up, so why did a ghost show up for Wilbur? I feel like that ties back into the whole, things about life and death are kind of fucking weird and inconsistent on the Dream SMP.
Hmm. Maybe it's to do with the whole, like, balance of life and death thing. Like, Tommy died after they did, like, the whole, like, killing the Fortniters thing. So maybe because there was, like, less, like, life to go around, essentially.
Ghost Boo showed up.
A ghost couldn't form or something?
But Ghost Boo is a thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, so...
maybe that's because more people got killed. And that, like, filled up, like, the life niche a bit, so there was enough for Ghost Boo to show up, but he doesn't show up often.
Gonna be honest.
There's not enough life for him to do that.
Gonna be honest, I think it'd be really fucking funny if the reason why there's such an imbalance in life and death isn't because Dream and Puns were reviving people, it's because of Foolish using up all of his extra free lives.
I think it's probably like a mix of the two. Because they did say that they brought them back and killed them again a bunch of times, so I think it's like a combination.
Also, like, there's whatever the egg's been doing with people who die, because apparently it gets energy from that, and I'm like, so that can't be good.
So, yeah,
yeah, so it's like eating
it.
Their souls or something, so they don't go on to, like, limbo.
Yeah, I think Dream quoted the egg as one of the bad things happening on the server.
So he definitely, like, knows about it.
Yeah.
Also, one thing interesting is, like, in, like, most of the stories, like, wanting to, like, get rid of death will be seen as kind of a bad thing, and it isn't specifically, like, with Phil and Sam. But one interesting thing between SMP is the fact that Limbo exists and is awful implies that...
they fucked up, like...
stopping death from existing is actually, like, the morally correct thing to do, because it means that people don't get sent to, like, personal hells.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you have to, like, die in just, like, just the right way to not go to Limbo.
And they haven't found it yet.
Or maybe there's some specific thing causing Limbo and they have to get rid of that, and then people could die.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, Limbo is, like, has something to do with, like, whatever they did. Like, whatever, like, happened to this fucking place, it is, like... because it was weird to hear Dream bring up the fact that, like, he was like, do you ever wonder, like, where we come from? And then he, like, mentioned the end, and I was like... we didn't call at the end, and they didn't know what the end was. But I was like, what the fuck is about to happen on this server? Like, because then you had, like, where Phil canonized death as, like, a thing, like, she's a thing. And I was like, are they gonna have, like, the gods, like, fucking, like, because we already have Foolish. He's implied to be...
is the final boss gonna be Momoza?
I'm just like, wait, hold on. I'm like, so is, like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. I was like, Limbo might just be a thing where, like, they fucked with death and life so much that like it's not like I'm not gonna call it a punishment.
I mean,
but
know that Wilbur went to
limbo.
Yeah,
it's like she's not collecting the souls or something.
I mean,
something.
Like that went to limbo, and both of them died before that stuff started happening.
I think Phil also one time way back a long time ago mentioned that he hadn't like heard from her in a while. I swear that it was like fucking like a year and a half ago. It was a long time ago.
I mean, it depends on what you see as canon, because like there was a time that she played on his account, which you could see like canon him getting possessed by the goddess.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of like
it would be really cool if they actually brought her into war.
They kind of
fun.
Did so far, and I was like,
because at the moment she's like a back, she's like part of like the world being the backstory.
Yeah.
So it would be really fun if she
and
like
it implies that like Sam has been fucking with death and life since like the beginning
ages,
which would not help.
Though to be fair,
yeah, like,
he's
everything
not...
is actually Sam's fault. It's Sam and the egg are actually the ones causing everything.
Ha! To be fair, though, what Sam did wasn't like messing with people who've already died, but instead prolonging his
yeah.
own life.
But I feel like that might still have a consequence. Like if there's a whole thing where like death has everything set up in a certain way, and like you start to fuck with it, and there's like I don't know.
Things go out of whack.
Like, it seems like they're setting up that whole thing of, like, you don't fuck with, like, life and death because there is, there is an effect. Like, so an alchemy, like, is a whole thing about it. But, like, they seem to be, like, doing the whole, like, they have a lot of Full Metal Alchemist and, like, Death Note vibes a lot of times. Where, like, you don't really, like, fuck with those things because they have, like, big consequences. And, like, Limbo might just be a consequence where, like, death isn't coming to collect souls anymore. She just kind of is, like... I don't know. Like, it could be a thing. This is a wild fucking theory. But Limbo has to exist for some reason. Because like, everyone can't just go to hell. Like, I know that it started because Jack Manifold fell into, like, hell in that glitch.
Fell
yeah, but
hell.
Like, not, like, there can't just be, like, it can't just be a punishment every time someone dies. That's fucked. Like...
I mean, it could just be that everyone on the Doom SMP is just really bad people, so they all just go to hell and default, and nobody's nice enough to go.
That'd be funny if, like, Punch was like, yeah, my limbo was great. Like, I would fucking laugh.
Like, they all end up just, like, in hell or limbo. Like, none of them are in, none of them passed heaven's vibe.
Yeah, they're all just like, alright. Hope you've been taking hot showers, prepare for hell, because, like, bye. I don't know, I just...
No, honestly, I would not be surprised.
I think it'd be funny if one person had a good limbo and everyone was just like, what in the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like,
it would be great if that was just a dream.
That would be really funny. I'd be like...
I don't think it is, but it'd be so funny.
But yeah, there's just something going on there. There's something going on with the end, something going on with life and death, something going on with death herself. God only fucking knows what goes on with Dream XD. There's just something. I know there's something, so... I don't know. There's the egg. Oh my god. There's a lot of moving parts.
And the egg. Yep. Mm-hmm. Everything.
I mean, maybe it's the egg closer.
And I'm sure things will get retconned, because that happens, like, all the time. Because, like, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, so... But...
Yeah. I feel like, though, everything is slowly starting to come together.
Yeah.
We're all converging on the... And
it's
the,
like, nothing works right in the world of the Gears 2.
Right.
Like, life and death. Time itself, like, all things are just, like,
it's
going
just
wrong.
Broken.
Like, the natural sort of order of things is, like, breaking down.
Yeah. I feel like everything is coming together.
Probably because, like, God is, like, wants to date a random mortal who sleeps all the time.
Okay. Everything's coming
Dream XD is just too busy looking at George Not Found.
He's just watching him sleep.
Like, he's getting too distracted to him, so he's just leaving all of his... like godly duties, and that's why everything's wonky. You can actually bring Tales of the SMP into this with the time aspect. Like the whole like something's up with time.
Oh yeah. Well, I feel like so two things. Everything's coming together, and it's coming towards an end, and that end is the destruction of the server. It's the apocalypse.
I mean, yeah.
And two things. Number two.
Something's happening.
Dream XD didn't originally have to maintain or the stuff on the server, but because he was a god, he decided that that's what I should do as a god, took on all the responsibilities, and then shirked them all to go watch George sleep.
Also copied some dude's face and just was like, yeah, I just...
yeah.
Although I have seen people suggest the idea that he's actually like a future version of Krim.
That's crazy.
I think we might have talked about that before. And with his whole, like, we're like gods, we're gonna be immortal thing, I can kind of see how you get that.
I'd actually be really cool. Because if it is the future version of Dream, obviously he doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
About, like, the Dream SMP.
I mean, he might, like, subconsciously remember bits. Hence the, like, George stuff.
Messing with bad.
I feel like to truly upgrade to a god from a mortal, you'd probably lose a lot of things. Like, so, it'd be pretty fucking, like...
Also, you'd have to do something big to get to that point. Like, maybe murder a whole server.
Yeah! Oh, man.
Maybe that's what time's
so fucked
up. I
mean, we know that egg grows power by killing people.
It just seems like their plan is so strange. Like, they want to, like, I don't get how killing everyone would, like...
Yeah, I think there's, like, part of it's true.
Yeah, because, like, because then what? So then Puns and Dream are standing there and they both point, like, crossbows at each other? Like, I don't, like...
I think, like, based on the fact that he, like, tweeted... The, like, content creator Dream tweeted about it. I think it's specifically, like, the motives are the honest bits. But I think what exactly he's planning to do, especially when we take in, like, the staged escape theory, that's just more likely to be lies. Like I said, it's not exactly efficient to go around just stabbing everyone.
And then if they were planning on doing that, why haven't they why have they waited for, like, a year, basically? To get started on it.
Yeah, and they probably would have waited even longer if it wasn't for Tommy and Tubbo
speeding
breaking
up
into Dream's house to murder him.
You will see.
At that point, they had to do it because they didn't want their relationship between Dream and Puns revealed.
Yeah, they forced their hand. That said, I wonder if the reason why the timeline is so fucked up is because Dream XD, if he's a future version of Dream, is somehow coexisting with Dream at the same time.
Well, there's like paradoxes too, shit. They got like everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god. They're fucking with the balance of literally every single thing they could possibly fuck with. Like, lord.
Yeah. And like, if this isn't like a closed loop time thing, then like most actions XD takes aren't going to affect him because he doesn't remember his time as Dream. But if he does something big enough that it will stop current Dream from becoming XD, that will
change. Man, if it's like a whole like time, like, you know, is like if it's like fucking Arrival, I'm gonna be like
him giving Techno a bell does not change anything in the timeline because it's not something that's gonna affect the actions that XD himself take. But he does something that causes like giving foolish infinite lives and therefore upsetting the balance more than it would have been otherwise.
Yeah, I wonder
that would
if,
then affect
the
current
whole...
Dream in a way that will cause him to never become XD. That causes problems because now XD doesn't exist because of an action that he took, and if he didn't take that action, then he would exist. But if he exists, he took that action, which caused him to not exist. And this is why paradoxes make
this
people's brains hurt.
No, but if we think about it like that, if we think about it that XD is an amnesiac Dream from the future, that would explain why he decided to put the death book in the middle of Dream's old base, why he doesn't want Dream to die, or rather that he doesn't want to kill Dream through the power of a death book. Which, are we ever going to get an explanation or resolution of that? Which, probably not, but...
Probably not. Although, you never know.
But I feel like that explains some of his weirder actions.
Awesome.
Like, why would you put the death book in the middle of an abandoned home? Abandoned base that no one ever goes to anymore? If you want it to be found, when you could just drop it off in the middle of the community house, which everybody passes through every single day on the server.
No, there's something going on.
Unless you thought it was, something. Unless maybe he thought it was, subconsciously thought it was an important place.
Alright, so question of the week. We didn't get any answers from the one last week, so what's any ideas for this one? Like, because we can't really ask about, like, tomorrow's lore, because that's kind of already happened by the time this episode comes out, so...
Dang.
So you have to think of stuff that's not gonna get... maybe, like, if they do a name change for the Dream SMP, what do you think it would be? Does that sound like a good one? Like, what's your idea? Like, if they came to you and said, hey, we're changing the name of the Dream SMP,
what would you name it?
What do you think
to?
We should change it to? What would you
the,
say?
The squeak.
Yeah. And you would give them, like, full authority.
Is that the Alvin and the Chipmunks? This I don't know.
Dream SMP to the power of two.
Dream SMP Electric Boogaloo.
Dream SMP Electric Boogaloo too.
Well, it has to be Dream SMP 2 Electric Boogaloo. You gotta have the rhyme.
Okay, yeah. Dream SMP 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I can't think of anything else. Funny titles. I guess there's like the Gremlins. What is that like? The second one's called like the Bad Batch or something. I don't fucking remember. I don't know. Funny.
Isn't that Star Wars?
Funny sequel names. Haha. Can't think of anything.
Dream SMP 1.5.
1.5? Yeah.
And it's like Lion King 1.5. It's just like a really, 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 really long video that just puts together like a bunch of lore from the entire of season 1, except all the content creators are commentating.
Yes, that was the best part about Lion King 1.5, was like they're in the theater like commentating. Oh my god.
They should do that instead of making like live action remakes.
For fucking real.
They should just make a bunch more. Have like Cinderella 1.5. Have like Mulan 1.5. Have like Tangled 1.5.
Like it's so funny.
Honestly,
no more live action remakes, just 1.5s.
I would be down for that. Just the characters reacting to their own movies.
Or... it's not even just like their own movies. It's like you get a side characters and then you do the story from their perspective. So, like, let's say if you're doing, like, Tangled, then do it from, like, the perspective of the horse. And be like, how did he enter the situation? Why is he chasing this thief? What are the actions he takes off-scene during the entire plot of the story?
So you might be wondering how I got in this situation.
Oh, my God. I think...
Or if it's like Cinderella 1.5, do it from like the prince's perspective.
Isn't there like these little mice in Cinderella too? Like you could throw those little mice in there. Like.
Yeah, but they have a prominent role anyway, so
it's kind of fun to
do them because you'd be covering a lot of the what happened in the movie anyway.
You're right.
Like it's not much points in the in between where they could have like their own stuff going on. Well, we know the prince has like the ability to have like entire different like character arc you can add. You can have like extra characters. You can have like maybe like someone who like he's meant to be marrying before he meets Cinderella. Like, you can add
so Dream SMP 1.5 is
that isn't just repeating.
I'm gonna have Jack Manifold watch the entire Jack Manifold watch the entire Dream SMP every single hour. I feel like he'd have a lot to say.
Isn't that what basically happened to the slime clones?
Yes.
Charlie clones were tortured with Dream SMP.
Oh my god, I forgot that was like a whole fucking thing that like, he like made them. Oh my god, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other fucking thing. That was so funny. I literally was like, this is actually like, Last of Us lore always hits so hard. I was like, this is funny as fuck. Like, oh man. Alright, I think we're good because we.
Okay. My best part about that Lost Nevada thing is it implies there are CTVC
cameras, oh my god.
CCTV cameras set up all over the Dream SMP servers.
Not for real. Alright.
And Crackety probably had to hack the camera logs
to get the footage.
Or no, maybe he just got Puffy. Puffy can canonically watch
That's true. And then Sam canonically has cameras up, so...
And Sam canonically built a lot of Last Nevada, so he probably has cameras there as well on canon. But it's kind of funny to bring up Puffy and watching Bugs canonically. Alright, so I think that's about it.
We got a little off track at the end,
guys. next week after the finale, in which potentially next week after the finale, in which everything we just talked about probably did not come true at all.
It's gonna be something crazy. It's gonna be something wild.
It's gonna be something like completely out of
that thing.
It's gonna be like Carl is gonna show.
Hey, maybe.
That's my prediction. Carl is gonna show up and have some kind of role. If this comes true, I'm gonna be so happy.
Guys, wait, guys.
Anyway,
Connor's gonna show up.
Alright.
Alright,
bye! Bye, see ya! Well, thanks for listening to the 69th episode of Malahi, and we hope you enjoyed it. If there's any topic you'd like to hear us discuss, feel free to leave a comment or find us on Twitter at Malahi Podcast. You can also ask us questions or just get updates about new episodes. We also have a Discord server that you can find a link to in the description. See you next time!